Blog Talk Radio.
I guess the show's easy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello!
How do?
Hello!
Party people! How do?
No, you're off. You're off again. Like
not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
It's playing that rerun. Are you there? You're not there. Of course not. It kicked you off. Why does it do
okay.
that?
I'm back.
You are back. Why does it happen? That makes no sense. No
I don't know.
Sense.
It's like, it seems like, I guess, when it engages Skype, it just kicks me off. I don't know. It's like it hangs up Skype on me. But you don't hang up.
I don't hang up.
Maybe because I'm not going through their Skype thing. I'm going through the one on my desktop. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. Who the fuck knows? I never went through their Skype thing.
Yeah. I mean, neither did I. I mean, maybe once or twice, and it worked like real crap.
They probably fixed one thing that just fucked up another thing, like most tech companies.
I think what we need to do is just kind of build the like a 2-minute blog talk radio rant into the beginning of our show.
Yeah. Well, I think it kind of happens by default.
That's what I mean. Maybe we should just start advertising it and be like, "Hey, the first 2 minutes of the show are the blog talk radio rant. Check it out."
Dude, we should actually launch a show on blog talk radio that's all about. We'll just call it bitching about blog talk radio and see if they even like let us do it.
No, you do it like a headline. It's like, could Blog Talk Radio be better? And then just have be an open forum where people just call in with their bitches about fucking Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, that would actually probably be a pretty successful show until or if they fixed everything.
I mean, think about it. I mean, it's basically we could be the go-to for the customer service for Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the problem is their system doesn't work good enough for anybody to call in. It's like our show about trying to fix Blog Talk Radio wouldn't work.
We can pay them $40 a month to try to tell them how to fix Blog Talk Radio and have people call our show.
That's
we
right.
can pay them to tell them how to fix it.
I think whenever I check stats, all the listens that I see are pretty much just Blog Talk Radio employees taking notes.
I'm sure it probably is. No, they don't have time because they're too busy listening to the guy who started Blog Talk Radio's show that's on like 8 hours a day.
Wow. He must have a lot to say.
I mean, I guess if you're rich and you basically are at your office anyways, you might as well have your own 8-hour radio show.
I would. Wouldn't be a lot on it.
Going through your day.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much.
You should do just a Rufus cam where people can subscribe just to watch you putz around your office all day.
I'm gonna attach a GoPro camera like on the top of my belt buckle that only faces like my groin and just have that running 24/7.
Oh my, that would be so interesting. Do it on your toe of your shoe.
Yeah, there you go. I'll put it on my taint. That's what I'll do.
Life from a new perspective. Hey, what do you got against taints? Paint never done nothing to you. Don't hate paint.
I have a gorgeous taint. I think my taint YouTube channel would get a lot of followers.
I think, was that you on the front of Taint Monthly? Was that your taint?
Yeah, it was. They blocked out my face. But that was my taint.
Yeah,
you recognize it from the tattoo. From the taint
it's always
too.
An interesting shot when you can get, like, capture someone's face and their taint in the same picture.
Well, I'm quite flexible.
I think there's a Tumblr selfie site all about that.
I was sucking a Jell-O shot off my own taint.
Oh my God! How attractive must that have been?
It was pretty hot.
Now, Rufus, I want to add you back onto this call, and Not exactly sure how.
Can you can't just add me to it? I mean, like you said, I think this is the rant troubleshooting phase of the show.
See, I mean, I did before it hung up on me and I called the show back. I think what I would have to do is hang up on you now.
I already hung up on you.
Right, yeah, so it's hung up, but it's not offering me to add you to the call. It never does for some reason, except like a couple minutes ago it did. I'm just going to do a video call, but it's going to put the show on hold. Watch.
Yeah, it's not a three-way call. It's just you and me. Well, I guess I should narrate what's happening for the listeners. It's just me and Zigzag. Zigzag tried to work around Blog Talk Radio's extreme limitations for having more than one person on their fucking show. And it didn't work. All right, Double Z, I'm going to hang up on you, and I guess just call back to the show. Jeez. It says you're still on. Well, I guess you're on, but you're on hold.
Rufus.
Hey.
You know, obviously, I'm probably doing something wrong on this end, I'm guessing.
Well, wait, let me try this. Let me call you and see if you have the option to, like, add to group or something. All right, here it comes. Here's me.
I think I just added you.
Boom. Yeah, I see both, you and the show.
I'm not seeing you, though.
I'm not seeing
you
either.
So, anyways, so we were talking about Scientology, if you recall correctly.
Yeah, you were trying to convert me.
I was trying to convert you. You seem like you'd be a team player. I mean, how is it that, I mean, you think maybe this L. Ron Hubbard guy took some DMT or something, maybe he really found some kind of spiritual path?
I don't know. I think if you find an honest spiritual path, you don't start fucking over people and like selling
yeah.
it. You just kind of go out
I
and
think
be like,
you're
hey,
probably
I don't
right.
answer. Fucking take it. Not like, oh, I'm going to write a book and sell it and book people.
You know, when I was reading this article on Scientology the other day, and I guess they're, like, the guy who leads Scientology now is, like, a real fucking weirdo, too. And his wife, no one's seen his wife in, like, 2 years.
I think I've heard
And they're
that,
pretty
yeah.
much assuming that she's dead somewhere, which I would have to assume so as well.
She's entombed.
Did you read that? Have you been seeing that thing on that Robert Durst guy? That heir to the, like, billions of dollars that is obviously a serial killer?
Well, here's my deal with that is it's one of those things like I guess I bypassed all the important parts because when I started noticing the name Robert Durst or whatever in all the headlines, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? I'm behind on what's the deal? Who is he? What's he murdered somebody or something? I don't know.
This guy, he's obviously he's some kind of weirdo. I watched a whole show on him on HBO. They kind of brought mm-hmm. this whole thing about. And the guy, he's just a fucking sociopath, like a maniac. He just, if
wow.
you were inconvenienced to him, he basically fucking kills you. Like he
oh,
had
yeah.
his wife, quote unquote, went missing in 1981. Right. And just went missing. No one ever found or anything. So then he moves to like some other county or some other state, and he kills some lady that befriends him for like 10 years and is like his publicist, and he like shoots her. That's how he ultimately gets caught, is by shooting that. Well, then he moves to Galveston, Texas, and kills his 71-year-old neighbor, chops him up,
what?
Throws him into the ocean or the Gulf, and the guy remains like washed back up on shore. He cut the guy into like 30 pieces. They never did find the guy's head, though. And he got off on a fucking saying it was self-defense.
Wait. Is this guy, like, a super rich mogul or something? Because, I mean, psychos do shit all the time, but they're not in the news. Why is this guy, what makes this guy different than the other guy who cuts up a guy into 30 pieces?
Yeah, he, well, I mean, his parents own, like, a bunch of skyscrapers. Well, they're dead now, but his family owns a bunch of skyscrapers in, yeah, well, who knows? I would be looking into anybody that knew this guy that fucking died, obviously.
Now, okay, wait, explain to me the cutting a guy up into 30 pieces for self-defense.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Jury, I would just throw my hands up and walk out.
Because the guy, to look at him, dude, he's so fucking pathetic. And you know it's a total act. I can see that it's an act. But he's just so fucking pathetic that people are like, there's no way this guy could do this or something. I guess he said the guy, Morris Black was the guy's name. First of all, he rented this apartment dressed as a woman and was living there, quote unquote, as a woman.
That's a red flag.
And then he kills his neighbor and goes on the lam, right? And he's on the lam. He's got bail for $1 billion. $1 billion fucking bail they put up for this guy. And he goes on the lam, right? But then to purposely get caught, he pees on a fucking candy display at a supermarket.
Okay.
So they take him back to jail, and I don't know how they said it was self-defense. Something about this guy was drunk and started coming at him, and he shot him. And he didn't know what to do, so he hacked up his body and threw him in the fucking ocean.
Okay.
And some group of people from Galveston actually believe that.
You know, I think the best thing you can do if you kill somebody else out of self-defense is call the fucking cops. I mean, surely that's got to make you look like it's legit. Hey,
well,
this dude is trying to kill me, I killed him back.
Unless you killed two other people, or if you're being suspected of killing two other people.
This is true. That complicates things a little bit.
So this guy's so pompous, dude, that this is how he got caught this time. He killed this lady in 2000, this lady Karen, who was like his publicist, right? And he flew to New York, fucking shot her in the head, and fucking drove like from San Francisco to L.A., caught another plane, and flew back. So no one could place him in San Francisco or wherever the fuck he was at. So he writes a letter. He gets back to New York and writes a letter to the police in L.A. or San Francisco, wherever he's at, saying that there's a corpse, that there's a cadaver in the closet at this lady's house. He calls her a cadaver.
Oh, my. A cadaver.
Yes. So he put one right in her head, execution style. So,
Jesus Christ.
So he writes this letter, and then it's in his handwriting. He, like, writes the fucking letter. Now you know why people in, like, movies cut out the letters from magazines and shit.
No shit.
So they found a letter in this lady's belongings just recently where the guy spelled Beverly wrong on both the note that he sent to the cops and to this lady's address when he was writing her. Right, huh. Beverly Hills. He was writing it wrong. So they matched it up, hands down. Now he's back in jail. Now he's suspected of killing, like, some more people, of course.
What the fuck, man? Jeez.
He's a fucking whack job. He just thinks he's above the law, fucking entitled prick. He watched his mom commit suicide, though. She jumped off the roof of their house when he was, like, 6 years old, and he saw it.
Probably self-defense.
Probably. He probably threatened her. She's
the
one that gave him the toy guns.
I made a note when you were talking that if I ever opened up like an authentic Turkish, like a pita restaurant that served like the lamb meat on the rotisserie thing,
yeah,
food truck, I call it On the Lamb.
Oh.
Travel around.
Nice. You should do. You know what you should do? Just start a business that comes up with names for food trucks.
Yeah, I should do that.
I mean, think about like a spicy Mexican food could be like Hell on Wheels or some shit like that.
Ooh.
So think about that. There's another business for you to run. You're not running enough businesses with your voiceover and your radio show your music career and your regular job. Well, you should start another business.
I still have 1 hour left of nothing to do in a 24-hour day.
Yeah, there you go. So now you don't. Now you have like 1 minute to yourself every day. And your wife. You have 1 minute to give to your wife and son every day.
1 minute till I need to give to my wife.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I need half of that, and the other half will take a nap.
You're set for a whole new day.
Right.
So what's going on there in Arkansas?
I was going to ask you that. How's the weather? Are you still like in ice cubes? It was like 60 or 70 the past few days here. So I'm curious about your situation.
It was 70 degrees for one day, and then now it's back to like 45 degrees. But, yeah. Definitely warming up. Warming up so much so that I was able to make a trip to the casino on Tuesday.
I saw you post
There's
on Facebook about
place.
That. And you mentioned
There's an
it.
Interesting
the,
place.
What casino is it? Can you say?
It's some little, you know, up here there's lots of, like, I guess, Indian tribal lands, right? Which are basically subdivisions where you can do whatever you want, I guess. Yeah, I mean, supposedly it's an Indian reservation.
I go and scout people there.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. The three quote-unquote Indian people that I saw working at this place were, like, pushing brooms, but I knew they were Indians because they had ponytails and leather vests on. No fucking lie. This is the truth.
Did they have, like, leather fucking straps hanging from them and... What do they call it, fringe?
One guy did have fringes, yes. Yes, they do.
Were they wearing turquoise? Indians
you know what?
Turquoise.
I didn't see any turquoise. I did notice guy was wearing a watch. I don't know if that's acceptable or not. He was wearing a sundial.
They left their turquoise at the blackjack table.
And he had this little cell phone that let out these little smoke signals. Came out of a little thing on top.
Oh, my God.
They were talking to each other across the casino using their smoke signal phones.
Oh, instead of poker chips, did you use a wampum?
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now that I think the Indians invented cellular phones or cellular communications, really.
with smoke signals. There you go, good point. Smoke signals.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, do you think Europeans ever use smoke signals?
I don't know. You never hear about it.
Right.
I
would have to assume not.
There's probably too many
it's
Europeans.
A question for the ages.
That's why they had to leave Europe.
So the deal was, dude, at this place, first of all, if you go on a Tuesday afternoon like we did, I think you get into like what exactly a hardcore person is with a gambling problem. It's like everyone there is just like a fucking zombie in front of a machine. These slot machines make absolutely no fucking sense, dude. One of them was a Survivor, the TV show slot machine. And to win, I don't know, dude. It's like it has to tell you if you win because you would never fucking know. Because it has to like match up these cards and like all these different spots. Dude, it's insane. But the sound of one of those places is just like ding 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 ding. I mean, you know what? I've got it. I recorded.
I noticed that you didn't replicate the sound of clinking money because nobody ever wins.
You know what though? There is no clinking money anymore. There is no money. It's all done on like cards and with paper slips. You put your $20 in, dude. Let me put it this way. It takes about 3 minutes to lose $20 in a fucking slot machine. Less, and that was me, like, milking it.
Do they spit out tickets like Chuck E. Cheese?
Basically, you get a ticket with a barcode on it, and that's how they convert your quote-unquote money back. They know they're going to get it all back.
Right.
They didn't for me, though. I won $43.
What did you lose to win that?
This is how it worked. I'm not a real gambler, so I spent most of the time just observing people, like women emasculating men by saying, you know, I've been fucking getting my ass beat down. This one lady's like, I've been getting I was losing my shirt at the tables. And he's like, oh, honey, that sucks or whatever, you know, and they're just sitting there. And she's like, have you been drinking already? She, like, fucking starts railing this fucking guy because she's doing shitty at the table. And she's like, have you been drinking already? You told me you were going to pace yourself and all this shit.
My
and
God.
She's like, we're supposed to have a nice dinner tonight, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, lady, if you know anything, you're driving that guy to go fucking get shit-faced right fucking now.
Exactly. That's why
I'm
drinking.
Don't tell me I can't get shit-faced. I shall prove you wrong. I can get very shit-faced.
That's right. I get shit-faced just to spite people.
Right. I'll be shit-faced because you told me I can't. That'll teach you to tell me I can't. So here, I think I taped some audio of the casino here. And this place is supposed to be super well known for its buffet. Was the worst fucking garbage I've ever had.
Don't they
Here's
all
the
have
sound.
Buffets?
People, though, if they just get fucking glazed over, they sit in front of these machines. I played craps. That's actually how I won some money. The people that were playing
wow.
the table game, you could lose a lot more money, but you've got to know when to fucking walk away. That's all you got to do. I mean, I can see how people could be addicted to it.
But
let me tell you, like I said, at Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you've got a pretty serious crowd of people with their eyes glazed over just feeding these fucking machines money. It's fucking... There is no money, dude. You just count. You don't pull a lever anymore. There's no fucking interaction. You just sit there and push a button. Beep, 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 like a fucking rat. I liken it to a bunch of rats on a fucking cocaine thing. They're just sitting there pushing the button until they have no money left.
You can do that on the internet. Why even go someplace and look like a loser? Just sit at home and be a loser. I mean.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, so you can get out and see how the other losers are doing. They just feed on each other. You know what
right.
I mean? There's people, dude, that obviously are there. Like, they're like, hey, Tammy, how are you? Or, you know, all this shit. And, like, other people, gamblers. I mean, it was fucking nuts.
Wow.
And it was exactly
culture.
Crowded. But they're making a lot of money, dude. These people are going in there just knowing that. My brother lost it like $140. And
oh,
he was about
shit.
To give up 300. And he's playing the fucking slots, which is the stupidest thing to play because you can't fix the odds on a fucking slot machine or whatever.
The zero.
You know, at least
judgment,
if you're playing
there.
A card game, you can think about what card combinations you need to win and shit like that.
Or you can count the cards.
But he wins $160 like an hour before we're gonna leave. And I'm like, dude,
wow.
Take the fucking ticket and go cash it in and consider yourself a winner for not losing the full 300. I was like, just because you brought $300 doesn't mean you have to lose it.
That's right.
Now, I think that's what people think when you're like, I love myself $500 at the casino, so I'm going to lose all fucking 500 of it no matter what.
I'm going to lose it. I'm budgeted to lose.
Right. I've set it aside to lose it.
Give it to me. I'll just take it.
What we need to invent, dude, seriously, because the average age of this place was probably 60 to 70 years old, and I swear,
sure.
Most people had limps. For some reason, at this place, like, everybody had a limp. Even the young people were limping.
Wow. The old people
then
were
I figured out,
gambling with your tax dollars.
Right, exactly. They're all on fucking disability at the casino on a Tuesday afternoon. On
wow.
pills, on the pills I paid for.
Jesus Christ.
I hope they were,
wow.
they looked like they were enjoying themselves, no doubt.
Well, I'm sure they were.
The other
they
good thing about a casino is it's legitimate. You can drink at a casino at like 7 o'clock in the morning and no one judges you.
What, because everybody else is drinking?
Right, well, they just figure, oh, he probably just got off work and is working the late shift, or, you know, this is after work hour for this guy or some shit.
Now, are the drinks free since you're blowing money gambling?
You know what? I didn't drink since I drove up there. I didn't really notice. It was like serve yourself pop. They had like pop, like fountain drink things where you could get your own pop while you're there. I did see people drinking. I don't know if people were paying for drinks. If they were just tipping the lady who brought the drink when she brought it. I didn't really. And I wasn't around, you know, we got there and I didn't see my cousin or my brother for like 4 hours. I went and sat in like a comfortable chair and just watched people be weak.
Be weak. You watched the decline of civilization right before your
eyes. No, but I was going to say, dude, we need to come up with a slot machine that has an integrated heart monitor and a defibrillator.
Okay.
That way, when all these old people are sitting there, they can monitor their health, and if they get too excited, they just fucking grab onto the handle, and it shocks them back into reality so they can stay alive to spend more money. That's probably something right. That the reservation should look into.
But what if it detects that your system is in distress and you have to pay double to, like, spin and mess up the defibrillators? But you're about to die. Put in 30 coins.
Right? No. Yeah. You know. You just have to. You get like 30 seconds to roll or to spin 3 defibrillators, so it activates the defibrillator for you.
That's right.
Woo!
Or you can fold. If you fold, then it just kills you like a Jack Kevorkian machine.
Oh my god. It's a Grim Reaper. We call that machine the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Oh, the thing you pull is like a big sickle. Clank.
Oh, my God. I love it. How cool would that be?
That'd be fucking
awesome. There's a whole Saturday Night Live skit there.
It'd be like a Russian roulette wheel.
Have fucking decent riders.
You sit in like an electric chair, like a death penalty electric chair, and you pull the fucking scythe or sickle or whatever, and hopefully you don't win because it'll
kill
your ass.
Maybe that's how you go to heaven or hell. That's like at the gates of the River Styx or whatever. You sit in that chair and you have to gamble. You have to put in your good deeds and your bad deeds and pull the fucking sickle to see if you're going to go to heaven or hell. Now
dude,
it all makes sense. You should start a religion.
That's almost like some kind of literature, what you just described there. That could really, that could be a religion almost.
Maybe we should start it. Let's start our own religion. I think it has some legitimacy to it. You know what, dude?
I think so, too.
It came to me while I was super fucking high like 10 seconds ago. I think that is considered a vision, right?
It is a vision. You went on a vision quest.
I did. I went on a short 35-second vision quest.
That's all you need, man. Time doesn't exist in the fourth dimension.
That's true. I bet all this talking about Indians, dude, sent me on a vision quest.
It was meant to be. Next time I see you, you're going to have a leather vest on and turquoise.
Yeah, you know it, dude. You know who was a stud Indian, right? Who was the neighbor on Hank Hill's show?
Oh, John Redcorn.
John Redcorn, yes. Didn't John Redcorn opened up a casino that one time, remember? Have you ever seen that one?
You're right. I'm sure I did. I don't remember it.
Poor Dale Gribble, dude. Why couldn't John Redcorn be like screwing everybody? Why did it have to be Dale's poor wife?
Dale. Though, what's funny is, and I just realized this, maybe I had a vision quest, is that Dale Gribble was like the conspiracy theorist who thought everybody was out to fuck him and all kinds of secret shit was going on, but he never suspected that John Redcorn was fucking
his wife.
It's that
close to his face, because he didn't think anything could get by him, probably.
That's ironic. I'm way behind the curve on that. I kind of think everybody knew that immediately, and I'm just late to the party.
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I realized it till you brought it up. We both had vision quests. Call in when you're with your own vision quest, 646-478-0616. Sorry, we forgot you guys were there. Wow. What are we doing here, Rufus? We are off in our own little world creating religions and rewriting history.
That's what we're doing. Our
you know,
time.
We should start a religion just so we can open a casino.
We should. I guess. I mean, we could get some kind of tax write-off at least.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we just say that we're fundraising. We're doing fundraising for the religion.
Yeah.
And we'll just, as the entertainment, we'll just pay ourselves handsomely.
Yes, as the entertainment.
You remember where I was a couple, probably about a year or a year and a half ago on the show, I was talking about that there's a televangelist called Creflo Dollar. Creflo
Vaguely.
Dollar. And lately
Dollar.
He just made the news asking his, he's got like 20 million followers or whatever. He's got like 100 million followers. I don't know. He's got a lot of people that follow him. And he asked them all to contribute $300 so he could buy, because God told him he needed a fucking new jet, a new, like, private jet that cost, like, $80 million.
I saw
and that God wanted them to help him buy that because it would make the ministry legitimate, he said, so to speak.
What? Why? How do people fall for that?
I mean, can you believe that? They stopped him. Somebody stopped him from doing it. But I wonder how much money he got before he gave that up.
But
I don't know.
Probably a lot. And I bet he overestimated.
Sure.
He's like, okay, I'll ask for $300. I know that I'll probably get $50 or $100 from each. So, you know, he escalated that number just to make sure that when people gave less, he'd still get his fucking private jet.
Yeah, I think
you're probably
right about
that. I didn't see that headline. I didn't realize it was the same guy.
Yes, he's legit. And you know what's funny is that he's not even worth the most money as a televangelist. He's worth like $80 million. The other people are like... Pat Robertson's worth like $250 million fucking dollars.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Mean, really, what a fucking ruse, man. You just got to be a slick fucking car salesman to do that
you
shit.
Do.
You got to believe. I mean, you just have to believe in your ability to fucking fool people.
I mean, that's like a wolf in sheep's clothing right there, those guys. Those are the wolves in sheep's clothing.
One guy is worth $1 billion fucking dollars.
How is he worth $1 billion? Jesus said, don't keep your fucking shit. Give it away.
Well, he's building you a mansion in heaven, Rufus, with that money. Just know that. Jesus
great.
Is building you a mansion in heaven. They got Jesus subcontracting a mansion in heaven for you right now.
Did they find Jesus on Angie's list?
They did. Yes, they did. It's actually Mary's list up in heaven.
That's a short
list.
No,
it's Angel's list.
Angel's list. Well, I think Angel is the guy working with Jesus.
That's why we know all Mexican people go to heaven, because they're building tons of houses in heaven right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mansions.
They're pouring the
McMansions.
For a
they're building
Solo
you a McMansion out. In heaven right now. It's got a hot tub.
It's got a hot
and a
tub.
Grill with a grill TV area. It's awesome. You're gonna love it.
Sweet.
Hey, you got a pond on your property?
Yes, I do.
You know what, dude? I don't want to creep you out, but I was spying on you earlier today when I was getting your address. When I was getting your address situated.
That didn't creep me out. Did you see me?
Yeah, I think I did see you. I think I saw you out on the porch.
I
think that was you.
I wasn't having sex with a horse, was I? Because I never do that. Never.
All I want to say is it looked like you were cleaning the underside of the horse.
I call it.
I saw a lot of bobbing, and your head was under the horse.
Yeah, well, it's like cleaning the barnacles off a ship.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. You were giving him a nice waxing. It looked like wax on.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, so you saw the homestead, huh?
I did. It looks like you got a nice spread there. I like the way it's back off the road.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We're in the middle of nowhere. It's cool.
Now, when they deliver the package, will the lady have to drive down your driveway, or will she leave it in your box? It's just a T-shirt,
guy,
so it's not very big.
It's a UPS guy. He actually came today and delivered a book that I bought. He came yesterday and delivered something Roberta bought. He just comes right to the house. He even knows our dogs are those so apeshit and jump on me. Yeah, he's like, cool. He doesn't care.
Are they going to be weirded out that something's coming to Slotskowski at your address?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, for all they know, someone's visiting you and they had to mail it to you. Mail something to themselves.
That's right.
It's priority mail, but you don't have to sign for it, just so you know.
Cool.
That would have been extra.
Or USPS?
No, it's USPS. This time.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, no, if it's a big package, that lady will bring it up to the house. If not, she'll just cram it in the mailbox.
You got, like, an oversized mailbox so people can cram stuff in there?
No. So if it's oversized, she'll bring it to the house. She doesn't.
You need to just invent.
She honks on her horn.
You need to invent an oversized mailbox where they can put huge fucking packages.
You're right. I mean, really. Or at least something.
I mean, think
about
it, dude. How big of boxes are you getting delivered? I mean, I get huge fucking boxes sometimes.
I get big boxes, and all they can do is leave them on the steps in the elements
right.
to get rained on or chewed up by dogs.
Or ripped off, dude. How about just a locking box that, you know what, they open it,
mm-hmm.
and then when they put your shit in, it fucking locks like a door locked behind itself or when you close it.
Right. So either some independent third party should make that and sell it, or like UPS should be like, we will only use our own boxes and you have to pay us $2 a month for it. And then, you know, they make a shitload of money that way.
You know what we need to do is we need to come up with the idea. And you know how they have those fancy mailboxes that are like bricks and shit? Like, you know, people put their super fancy mailbox in to match their house. You know what I'm talking about? And how usually all fucking brick and cement on the bottom? Bullshit. Turn mm-hmm. in that brick and cement, put a fucking, like, safe thing in there that's watertight,
yeah.
you know, that you can just open and close right there. Put your fucking packages in there.
But how...
Done
okay,
and done.
But if you want it for security, how does a UPS guy know, like, the combination, or does he have a key?
For one... If you're only expecting one delivery, you could leave it unlocked, and then when they open it, it activates the lock, right? So when it closes, it just locks itself. But, or you could have a key or something, or a code with UPS.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's some kind of partnership with UPS so that they have, like, a scanner or something that lets them only open it and you. Some personal, like an app, or who fuck knows? I don't know. That's a good idea.
I don't know. I mean, people, I think we'll figure it out. I think maybe some kind of thing that goes on your phone or on some kind of electronic, sort of like the laundry lock. All we need to use is the laundry lock mechanism, really,
That's
if you
what
think
I was
about it.
Say. I'm going to say the same thing, yes.
So we've created a dual use. There we go. Done it again.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it again live on the show. What's the date today? I don't even fucking know anymore.
It's 3/19.
3/19. Happened on 3/19. 2050. I do know what year it is, however. So we just invented something new. What's new? Nothing with that. So have you ever been to a casino?
I never have. There are casinos around here, and they're advertised on the radio all the time, and I see the billboard. But we haven't gone yet, and it's really close. I'd like to go, but we haven't yet.
Here's another thing I noticed about the fucking casino is, like, you know, I went on St. Patrick's Day. So they were giving out, like, if you were a high roller, quote-unquote high roller, I guess is someone who's there every day and basically feeds their paycheck to the machine. I don't think you have to have a liquid net worth of like 250 grand or something to be considered a high roller at this casino. You just have to be willing to gamble away everything you have.
But
they're giving away like fucking green hats and like phony shillelaghs and shit like that, right? Like these necklaces that are made of like clovers and dollar bill signs and shit.
Like,
and there's these
Lucky
people
cereal on a string
that are like all fucking decked out on these in this shit, this giveaway shit. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, it's like you're not enough of an idiot that you're standing in front of that machine giving it all your money. They're fucking dressing you up like some kind of fucking jackass, and you're wearing this shit. You know, like, look at me. I'm a fucking total idiot.
I was only 80% idiot. Now I'm 100% idiot.
Right.
Thanks for checking me out.
They're parading me after I've lost all my money, and it's literally what I liken to it is the Indians giving the Americans the trinkets in exchange for their hard-earned money.
It's their version of beads and shiny rocks.
Yes. It's come back full circle. It really has.
Wow, the irony.
Now if they, hopefully they'll never get smallpox figured out.
I'm surprised you can't get that from a casino.
Let me put it this way. Do not buy an Indian blanket in the gift shop. I repeat, do not buy Indian blankets in the gift shop.
I'll take a smallpox blanket, please. I'd like to trade in my ticket for a smallpox blanket.
I went to the Indian casino and all I got was smallpox. Or those t-shirts.
Oh, we should have wrote that down, dude. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Dude, that's the line of the fucking century right there, man. You scored it. I went to an Indian casino and all I got was smallpox. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
What?
I'm getting awards for that one. I don't know what the award is, but, man, you fucking nailed it. Oh, my God. The show can only go downhill from that.
I think it can only go uphill. I like to think of that as a fucking jumping off point.
Oh, man. That'll send us out of orbit right there. That's powerful.
Let's go. Let's go out of orbit. Let us go.
Indian casino and all I got was smallpox.
The other thing about gambling is I like gambled really fast. I guess I might be a timid gambler because I'm like, I put the money in the machine and then I was like overwhelmed by the lights and the sounds. And I had no idea what I was doing, dude. And there's no direction, but you're like afraid to ask someone because you're like, they'll just think you're some kind of fucking idiot for not knowing. Like watching a bunch of little kids feed money into like a light game that fucking goes beep beep beep, and they're like, yeah, ooh. Fucking, it's like a roller coaster of emotion.
Oh my God, dude, you're killing me. It does sound like Chuck E. Cheese though. There were games of Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Chuck E. Cheese
to watch the money fall down. You're like, maybe that coin will fall down into that spot. Clink, nope, okay, clink, nope, didn't, nope, clink, nope. And there's machines there that have coins in them. People
there is no coin, dude. These people, if you're like a regular person, you get like some kind of what they call some kind of casino pass card where you like get points for all the money you lose. It like keeps track of your points, you know, and then you can go and they there's like a little gift shop where you can get like, you know what, when you get tickets at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever and they give away like fucking fart cushions and shit like that. There's like a spot inside the casino where you take this VIP gift points card or whatever and you get to trade it in for like fucking complete garbage, like those shillelaghs and glasses and shit. And you're like, yay, look at me. It's fucking disturbing. So disturbing.
This doesn't sound at all as cool as that movie Casino with De Niro.
No, dude.
This is like...
No, but you know what's weird?
We should remake a spoof of Casino
with De Niro, but he's running a Chuck E. Cheese. That's what we should do.
It should, and it's like at the end of the day, they have like a big, it meets Ocean 11, and they have like a big casino heist, but it's all those Chuck E. Cheese tickets. It's like bags and bags of tickets.
It's all spider rings and Chinese fucking handcuffs and.
And we'll wrap it into what's that other gangster movie where they rob that thing in New York, like the huge airplane hangar that they rob. We'll have all the shit from China fly into there and be ripped off by some other hardcore mobsters.
Again, gold. Fucking gold.
There you go. Get Godfather guy on the phone. What's his name?
Jesus. Scorsese? No.
Yes.
Not Scorsese.
Scorsese.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Coppola,
that's it.
Does he own any of those, like, imagination places or whatever? Any of that shit?
Any of what shit?
Any of that, like, what are they called? Like the cartoon places like DreamWorks or whatever. Is he invested in any shit like that?
I don't. Maybe, because Coppola was big friends with George Lucas, so they might have something going on.
I saw a thing with George Lucas. He seemed like he'd be a cool dude to hang out with, kind of.
Yeah, sometimes.
Why? Is he known for being
a
prick?
Tool. Well, I mean, I would like to hang out with a guy who created something from scratch and then ended up selling it for $4 billion to Disney. I mean, just to see what they have to say. Like, just over a pizza. Like, what the fuck does that guy talk about? Like, apparently I saw that...
probably weird
stuff. That there's this coffee shop that he goes into every day and he knits. Like, his hobby to keep his mind fucking away, he knits. He, like, goes into this coffee shop with yarn, and he makes sweaters and fucking scarves and shit. But, like, knitting needles, he sits there, and he's, like, actually knitting.
Just off in his own little world, dude.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you keep your hands busy, you do a lot better thinking than when you're actually just trying to think. You know, have you ever sat down and tried to think of something? You can almost be guaranteed you won't be able to think of it, no matter what it is.
I can never think on purpose. It never fucking works out.
It sucks when you really have to think of something, too.
I can only think when I'm driving. I mean, seriously, I can't. If I'm focusing, I'm trying to do something, can't do it. If I'm driving, I'll have a billion fucking genius thoughts and no way to catalog them. And I get home and
I do my best thinking in the shower. In the
shower
is where the majority of my ideas have come to me, or is in the shower. It's like that safe little place where you get, where you know what? The chances are no one is going to bother you in the fucking shower.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's why I take long showers.
Like, the phone, no one's going to come in and be like, it's acceptable. Is it still acceptable? I don't know. If they ever invent, and I'm sure they have, like the waterproof shower phone or something, it will no longer be acceptable for people to say he's in the shower. He'll have to call you back.
It will always be acceptable in my household, because there's no fucking way.
I'm glad to hear that.
I've stayed in the shower until the hot water got cold.
Oh, I've done that so many times. Every day, almost, I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
That's the luxury of, like, being your own boss. That's the one luxury you get as being your own boss, is that you get to take as long a shower as you want. No one can stop you.
That's right. That's true.
Don't tell the government. They'll take it away from us somehow.
They'll tax your shower somehow.
We need 40% of your shower revenue.
Shower. Were you working in the shower? If you were thinking about working in the shower, we're going to have to tax that money.
Yeah, I was thinking like 2 or 3 months ago when I was in the heat of the pamphlet season that I'm like, I practically just live to keep this fucking business going and pay the bills for it. That's like my whole existence was exactly that.
Yeah, that's life.
It's like a rat and cheese.
Money.
Wah, wah.
But your whole fucking point is to pay money to someone for something.
I know. You know what? There is no real money. It's just a transfer of fucking debt.
That's right.
Ah, the society is so fucked up, Rufus. Don't get me started. You know what I would like
to
do?
Get started. Keep going. What?
Oh, no. I'm fighting the urge to rant. I saw the man in action. By the man, I mean the system of the casino. See, and I don't know. Does the Indian reservation have to give any of the profits to the government? I don't think they do.
I would think not. I don't know why I think that. I have nothing to base it on, but it seems like no. I mean, if they're allowed to do that and nobody else is, then surely they have some other perks.
Well, and now
why
did you see
why
that?
Why do they pay taxes to the white man?
The federal government made it so you, if you're on an Indian reservation, you can grow and smoke pot. It's legal on Indian reservations now. And you know what? It should be because the alcoholism rate on those things is so bad, dude, and pot is so much better for people than fucking alcohol. And I'm not going to
totally
go on a
agree.
Big rant because I've enjoyed alcohol for years, and I like to think I've gotten more out of it than it's gotten out of me. But weed is so much fucking better way to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, especially on these reservations where these fucking Indians, like, drink themselves to death. Like, literally, like, in their mid-40s. Firewater. I guess we gave them firewater, too.
Smallpox and firewater.
Sounds like the makings of a good stew. You got a start of a nice stew there. All you need is a rib bone. You got a stew.
A rib bone.
An Adam's ribs bone. You know what? I heard this song today, and I'm trying to remember what was the name of this band. Shit. Now that I'm thinking of it, I'm not going to be able to think of it. But they did a song, and what's his name? Weird Al did a copy of it, and his song was better than their song, like tenfold.
Of course.
I'm going to have to remember the name of that. When I do, I will fill you in with the name of that band, but that's probably going to have to be another show.
That's usually the case. Weird Al is a guilty pleasure. I mean, he's really good at what he fucking does, but I always feel like a dork when I enjoy it.
Well, you can't, though. You can't. And now he gets away with that because it's in jest, right? And he's allowed to make money without being sued. Or does he have to clear it with whoever... I think he can do it, but I think he purposely clears it with the people who he does it to, right?
Yeah, he always asks. He like it gets as close to the person as he can, like personally, and is like, hey, I want to do this. Can I do it? And if they say no, he fucking respects that. I think there's been one time where the artist said no, and he did it anyway, and it's because there was
That's
a miscommunication
right.
with a middleman. It was a... fucking rapper guy that had a weird fucking hair.
Coolio.
Well, as if they don't all. Oh, Coolio, yeah. And it's because his people had fucked up and said that he said it was okay and he didn't and whatever. And they ended up reconciling.
Well,
I think they even like performed it together.
He probably did. And when his posse started clowning on him, he said, no, I did not.
On him.
Wait,
look at you with the lingo.
You don't think that his posse ever clowned on him? I'm assuming
Man.
They did a lot of clowning on him.
When did you get so goddamn hip? His posse.
Yeah,
was
dude,
on
I know
him.
What clowning is.
You should have added a yo after that when his posse was clowning on him. Yo.
Next time, dude. Next time I go into the hood, I'll know exactly what to say. But quit clowning on me, yo.
You just need to put on some blackface and you can fool the hell out of me.
I just say, Rufus, my nizzle. My nizzle from another shizzle.
My nizzle from another shizzle.
Wait, that's not one of the sayings? Is that not one of the proper sayings?
I don't think so.
Call in if you know if you know the real thing, my sister from another mister. That's the correct
That's right.
thing.
Yeah. If you speak Izzle, give us a call.
Is Dizzle in the, has it made it into the dictionary yet or not?
I think they produced an entirely translated version of the Oxford English Dictionary for Izzle. So every word is Izzleized. Yeah.
Sizzleization.
That's Sizzleization. Right. Edited by Snoop Dogg. Oxford English Dictionary, edited by Snoop Dogg.
Hey, I still think we could bring back a Happy Days with Snoop as the fucking Fonz.
I saw that post literally just a couple of hours ago. That would be cool. That'd be cool. With Snoop
I mean,
the
there's
Fonz,
something.
Totally.
Who would be? Well, now you got to fill in the rest of the cast.
Who'd be Richie? He's really kind
we
of
got,
a throwaway
you know
character.
Let's just bring Ralph Mouth back. Let's bring Donnie Most back as Ralph Mouth.
He'll be the only original cast member that we
right,
keep.
Right, he'll be the only original character. And we'll put him in blackface.
But we'll keep his red hair.
Wait, I mean, look, at that was like an overly ginger cast, if you think about it. That if you got Mrs. Cunningham was ginger, Ralph Mouth, Richie was a ginger, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's three gingers out of, like, seven characters.
I think it was because film technology at the time could only perceive so many colors.
So many different variations of red. The red scale was very small back then.
They could only do red hair or black hair. Any other color of hair would, I don't know, disappear.
You know what? I was watching Bewitched. Do you remember Bewitched?
Oh, yeah. What's her face is hot.
I was thinking, what a fucking trippy idea for a show that started in 1964.
You know what's funny? I had the same thought when I was watching I Dream of Jeannie today. I was like,
right?
What
I mean,
fuck?
What?
How do you pitch that idea? An astronaut finds a genie in a lamp and they get something going on. You would be just booted out of the fucking conference room today.
Unless it was an astronaut finds a genie in the lamp on a planet and has to kill like 8,000 aliens an episode.
That's right. That's right.
Because I watched The Walking Dead, dude, and it's gotten a little more about the story now, I guess. But for like a whole season, it was nothing but like turn on and stomp and stab things in the head the whole fucking time, and I'm like, wow, this is actually getting boring to watch.
I've never seen an episode. Never, not a one.
You haven't? Yeah, don't waste your time.
Okay, that's a great endorsement. Okay, I will.
Well, I mean, I'm you know what? I'm only watching it now because I wasted like a year and a half of my life watching it, so now I have to find out how it fucking ends, and I kick myself in the head every day for having to know, having to watch.
It's like, is it one of those shows that's going to have an ending? I mean, is there a resolution? Are they going to cure the zombie thing and go back to normal, or what?
I don't know. That's why I watch.
Are they pursuing something, or are they just trying to stay alive?
Well, now they've reached a safe place, I guess. But see, it's like no place is ever fucking safe, it seems like.
Sure.
I personally would go to an island. I would try to get on an island somewhere. I mean, wouldn't you think that people on islands would be safe still? Because the zombie has to bite you for you to get the thing. Or I guess maybe you just have to die of natural causes and you can get the... I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand.
But it seems to me like, I mean, swimming takes a lot of coordination and effort, and zombies pretty much just kind of stumble around. I'm not sure they could swim.
Hey, let's take this into the VIP. I'm going to play the VIP music. Folks, we'll catch you in the VIP for the listeners that are listening to us on the podcast. If you're listening live, better check us and download us soon. Something like that. Right, Ruth?
Indeed.
exactly how I expected the music to be in the casino, and it was not.
No.
The weird thing about the casino was there was like five different, like, I guess, radio stations on or something, because if you'd walk in one area, you'd hear one song, and then if you walked another area, you'd hear another song, but there was like this weird part if you get between two where you could hear the songs together, and it was fucking even, it was even more disturbing than the beeping sound of the machines, if that's possible.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how did you even hear the music over the machines? Because whenever you played that, that sample, it was just a cacophony of fucking beeps and boops and bings.
Because occasionally the music would be super fucking loud, too.
When somebody died of cardiac arrest at a fucking machine,
this is the deal, dude. They don't want you talking to anyone. So they make it so fucking loud in there that if you were to try to talk to someone, they're like, what? So you just sit there and like, never mind, and just feed the fucking machine.
And there's no clocks, right? No clocks. You can't find
God,
the time anywhere.
There's no clock. There's no light. It all looks the same. I mean, while we were there the first half hour, Rufus, I was fucking lost. I was fucking lost. I had no idea. Even when we left, basically was lost.
You're just in a daze. Your senses were just fucking overblown.
So here's the deal. This place, supposedly the big deal, my cousin's like, take me up there, blah, blah, blah. And he's in a wheelchair, so he can't drive himself. So we took him up there, and he's like, and I'll get us some free buffet, right? Because supposedly they got the world's most kick-ass huge buffet with carving stations and pasta station and all that fucking shit, right? It's supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm looking forward to from the time we get there. I'm like, dude, I'm going to fucking get into this buffet. I'm out in the parking lot taking fucking one hits and shit. And all I'm thinking about is just fucking attacking this buffet. I didn't eat breakfast. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking get my money out of this buffet. They got like commercials for this fucking buffet, Rufus. There's commercials for this shit.
You've said the word buffet 20 times in 10 seconds.
So we get it. We finally, I'm waiting. I'm asking my brother. I got to corral these guys. I'm like, I'm fucking hungry, dude. We got to get this buffet. So we make our way over the buffet thing. And here's another thing I did notice throughout the day. Near the bathrooms, or at the bathrooms near the buffet, was it every time I went in, because when I piss in a public place, I like to use a stall. Right?
Sure.
If there's a stall available. Like, near the buffet, in this place, there was probably fucking 30 stalls in one of these bathrooms. And every, like, other stall was full of someone shitting.
That's
and I'm guessing
for
it's
buffet.
From the buffet. Totally from the fucking buffet.
Did it all smell the same?
From what I can tell, yes. Yes, it
did.
Can
you triangulate what dish they were eating?
No, because there was a cacophony, as you would put it, of smells coming at me from every direction.
Wow, pretty robust.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm telling you, nothing like being sandwiched between two guys that are taking a buffet shit.
Hang on, I gotta write that down. Give me a second. Oh my god!
There should be an area of stalls for pissing, like pissing only stalls, and then there should be like the shitting stalls should have their own special area with like a more powerful fan.
Yes, I agree. And it should have suction. Like, as soon as it detects shit, it just sucks it out.
And like So we go in to eat this fucking this buffet that I've seen on TV for like 5 years that people like fucking are always talking about how great it is. And we sit down, and I'm like, okay, let's check it out. So I start going through it, dude. The fucking food is tired. This food is fucking tired, man. I'm telling
tired.
You. It's, like, old and fucking crusty. And the carving station, the guy, they had a brisket and, like, a fucking prime rib and shit that they'll carve for you. And it just, like, is sitting on there. If it wasn't fucking December, there probably have been flies fucking landing on this shit. Honestly.
Oh, no.
So up getting some salami and some cheese and basically making myself a small submarine sandwich. And I get this brisket, and it's so fucking dry, Rufus, that when I'm eating it, it gave me the hiccups. You know, like you eat something really fucking dry, it will give you the hiccups. I sent my wife a picture of my plate of food, and she texted me back saying, it looks dry. That's how fucking dry this shit was. You can see the dryness in pictures.
Oh, my God. That's going to hurt my jaw hurts.
So we eat this fucking, I basically eat nothing at this buffet. I literally have a salad and, like, that little sandwich. And I hear the fucking lady, here's another odd thing about this buffet. They have a person, this is so fucking weird. They have a person sit you down at your table. And
yeah.
I don't know why. This person, like, escorted us from the cash register to the table. They make you, I'll tell you what they do. They make you pay in advance for this fucking thing. You
got
to pay in advance. Because they know once you see it, you're fucking out of there.
No refunds. They didn't even give you a receipt.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see the buffet. It's like this big majestic hall, but you can't see the food from the area where you have to pay. So, I mean, I guess when you lose enough money, though, you get it comped. So, like, my cousin is a degenerate gambler. Nice guy, degenerate gambler. But
even the buffet's a gamble.
So we eat from the buffet, and we're fucking high as fuck because we've been smoking dope throughout the day. And we get out to the car. My cousin's in a wheelchair, grant you, right? So we get out to my car. We didn't bring a wheelchair with us. They have a wheelchair there. He has a wheelchair at home. So we're getting ready to get in the car, and he fucking looks at me and goes, I got to take a shit. This guy's in a wheelchair, dude.
Okay.
He's like a... Yeah, so I look at my brother and just start laughing, dude. And I was like, I brought the car up here. I'll wait with the car. And my brother just fucking looked at me like, you fucking dickwad. But I'm like, I said to my brother, I've got a weak stomach, dude. I couldn't have done it, Roof. I couldn't have fucking done it, dude. There's no way. My brother is a fucking saint. That's all I want to say. I was like, my cousin goes, your brother could be a nurse, dude. I'm like, no shit.
Your brother could be a nurse. I guess he was gentle. Wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Insane.
That was fucking crazy.
Man.
So, obviously, that if you eat enough of it, apparently the buffet will make you shit. But it would not ever make me shit because I barely ate anything.
You're fucking killing it tonight, man.
This was an experience, dude. It's definitely getting stoned and watching people is hilarious.
The brisket was so dry, it gave me hiccups.
It did.
Gold,
I swear to fucking God, I was like joking.
I gotta tell you.
Well,
man.
I didn't want to use the sauce because it had a fucking skin over it that was like a fucking quarter inch thick.
You had to puncture it like a sun-kissed bag.
I did. I punctured it and the air came out. It was fermenting underneath the skin.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it was so fucking foul, dude. It was so, you know what? It was so dry that when my wife looked at the picture, she got the hiccups. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
At the casino.
Yes, I'm headlining.
Oh, wow.
I'm headlining the Four Winds. I'm practicing my fucking buffet bit for headlining the casino next weekend.
Oh, man, I'm sold, dude. Holy shit. There's nothing like being sandwiched between two guys taking a buffet shit.
What? I'm telling you. It's funny because it's true.
I feel like I'm along for the ride on this show, man. This is awesome.
No, I'll pull back the throttle.
No, don't. You're in rare form, man. Pick it up.
I told you it was going to go uphill. I told you it was going uphill.
I really did not think it could, but holy shit, man. You lost that shit into the stratosphere.
Well,
oh,
it's all about,
God.
See, I'd like to thank the casino for being such an easy punchline. They make it easy. I would like to thank the casinites. They're the ones that are easy to pick on.
I'm a casinite. Jesus Christ. Wow.
It is a different class of people, I'm telling you. I mean, everybody, I don't know. I think there's women there trying to lose their husband's money out of spite, probably. It's a weird
sure.
mix of people.
Wow.
It's a weird mix of people, but I'd like to say 80% of them are on OxyContin.
You're probably right.
I mean, really. And the workers as well. The non-Indian workers, which was like everybody else.
They pick up what they find on the floor.
But, I mean, there was, like, women sitting, you know, I went to the area just to fucking chill out. There was, like, other women. I only saw women. But no, they actually, at one point, there was a man there reading a book. Right? I guess
what?
You come with your spouse, like, the big day out. You come with your spouse, and you sit in this. Whoever has a gambling addiction goes and gambles. And the other person just sits around and, like, reads. This one lady, honest to God, was knitting. She was fucking knitting in this
really?
Area. They're, like, the
wow.
worst. I'm surprised they shouldn't have chairs this comfortable, dude. They should make these chairs uncomfortable so you want to go out in the other part where you can't sit down unless you're in front of a machine. There's no place to sit down in a casino except in front of a machine. Or at
really?
A table, at a gaming table. You can't, like, stop
that's,
and rest somewhere, right? And if you're
genius.
Not, if you're sitting down, they'll tell you to get up if you're not playing the machine.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious, dude. I'll tell you what. The fucking casino is the most probably unfriendly place for people in wheelchairs that I can even imagine. And I wonder if they don't have to follow the laws because they're on a reservation or something. And I would think they would really want to tighten it up because 80% of the fucking people there are, like, somehow disabled on a Tuesday anyway.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. How many people did you see? How many old people with, like, an oxygen canister did you see?
I saw three. I saw three people with oxygen canisters.
Wow. Must have been part of a gang. Did they all
smoke
in
there?
Well, and the deal
is you can smoke. You can smoke inside of a fucking casino.
Oh, God.
So in the middle of the winter, it's like people just go there to smoke, probably, and end up spending
oh,
money
shit.
On the machines.
Man.
But all I say is, dude, when we got the money, we need to open a fucking casino. You just... Honestly, why wouldn't you?
Great way to wrap that up. That's awesome. It's total
Here's...
fucking hell on earth, but we should open one up.
Yeah, well, yes. I didn't say it didn't,
yeah.
wasn't a moneymaker. It will be, but see, ours will be just part of the Church of the Sloth. Church of Sloth.
That's true. That's true.
The Hyper Church of Sloth. Well, dude, we got to be legit. I'm not going to be the only fucking televangelist without a fucking jet, because if you don't have a jet, you don't got the fucking people don't believe.
That's right. I'm
realistic.
Certainly not going to walk around in sandals and a robe. Fuck that shit.
See, this is what we need to do, dude. We need to take a bunch of money and build a big fucking mansion that we live in and invite people in and say, this is the spec house for your mansion in heaven. So
oh,
you
right.
just tell us what you want God to build you. When you go to heaven, you can change out this fucking room. Could be like a dining room, or you can change the
oh,
wallpaper
no.
in this room. Now give us all your money, and then this will be the house for you in heaven. Will be just like you wanted it, waiting for you.
Holy shit. You can even have like a touch screen with options. In heaven, I want
yes,
a linoleum
that's what I'm talking
floor.
About.
Wow.
Yes.
People would fall for that shit in a heartbeat.
Dude, what are we doing here? Why we needed a fucking we need a third person we need a to do person a doer. We're the
we need a
doer.
Yeah, we do. We need a an apostle. We need an apostle to fucking do shit for us.
Go. I love this. That's right. We do. We need an apostle. We need a couple apostles.
We need 12. We need 12 apostles to get shit done.
I bet we could fucking get out there and do this like that. I mean, I saw this fucking Dateline the other night where this fucking creepy kid who's like 25 years old talked these fucking people into doing all kinds of crazy shit. Like 15 of them were working for this kid, and he's acting like he was like some kind of fucking savior. I'm dead serious.
Let's contact him. We're better than him. He can be our first apostle.
No, he's in jail. He's in jail now, unfortunately. He couldn't help but to kill one of his apostles.
All the best apostles are in jail. That's the problem.
Well, yeah. Charlie Manson, right? He'd probably be a great apostle.
Should put an ad on Craigslist.
But this is the deal.
We're looking for apostles.
There's still people that believe in fucking Charlie Manson. Mm-hmm. They would, like, follow him as a fucking religion. So
yeah.
What's that tell you, dude? We can't get a couple of fucking hot chicks to write code just by being our apostles?
We could easily. We could. The problem the real problem is that despite the fact that we're derelicts and rapscallions, we're decent people at heart. So we have a conflict.
Well, no, wait a minute. We're not, we don't have to make, we can be nice to our apostles.
After we take all their money and give them false hopes. Well, that's true.
We don't want their money. We just want them to do stuff for us, like stuff that we can't do.
Or don't want to do.
Right. Yeah. Or don't feel like doing. Exactly. Or don't have time to do because we're busy thinking of the next big thing.
Maybe our apostles could get college credit.
Well, I mean, having someone worship you probably doesn't feel half bad either. So.
That's true. That's going to be good for the ego.
Right, so they'll always just be apostles, right?
My dog worships me. I can't imagine what it feels like for a human to worship you.
I can think of a few. Did you say a good way?
Do what?
By writing code for great ideas. Hey, I got panhandled today. Dude, guy was a fucking expert panhandler. So I think panhandler.com might be a fucking go, or the panhandler app. This guy gave me a whole spiel. This guy did his homework, dude. He approached me when I was coming out of the post office.
Yeah.
He says to me, he acts like maybe he's seen me before, right? This is a classic, I think. This is a pretty classic move. He's like, hey,
interesting.
You know what I mean? And I turn around because I'm just about to get in my car. And he's like, hey, sorry. Hey, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, then he approached me. If you just got a minute, I'm trying to get on the, he told me, first of all, I'm a block from the Amtrak station, right? So he's like, hey, buddy, I got me a job down in St. Louis, and I'm trying to catch the, like, 2:30 train to get down there, right? If I get down there, I can make $17 an hour. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. You give me a couple of praise the Lords in there, Rufus. So I knew he was legit. So I know he's legit, that he's got a good job in St. Louis. And he's like, yeah, and it's $96, and I've only got $82. And I'm just trying to get this other $12 or whatever the fuck it is. And he's like, so I'm just asking you, my brother, for a small bill. Just for a small bill. That's all he wanted, was a small bill.
Uh-huh.
No change. Change was not an option. He needed a small bill.
Hell.
He didn't say he could
have
some change.
Belt, like a Sonic.
God willing, someone give him some change. You know what I mean? Doesn't add up.
He wasn't going to give you change. Like, he would give him too much.
No, I'm saying that he wasn't like, hey, can you spare some change? He's like, can you give me a small bill?
Right.
Right. So I peel off, and he's giving me this whole spiel. I've been down to the police station. You know, they told me to come over here to this shelter last night or some shit. You know what I mean? He's worked this thing. And,
sure.
So I give him the dollar. I'm like, all I can give you is a dollar, dude. Right, even though I had a five and stuff, and he saw how much money I had. I had it in my hand like a fucking idiot when I came out of the post office. I was a fucking mark, dude. That guy fucking marked me.
Yeah.
But, so I give him the dollar, and I get in my car. I'm driving away, and I see him. You know, he's not walking towards the fucking train station anymore. He's like walking down the street.
He's just walking towards the liquor store.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what, dude? If you'd have been fucking told me you were going to get some fucking beer, I'd have said, here's $5, dude. Fucking get drunk.
Right.
On me. Fuck it. You know what I mean? If you're going to be honest with me.
Right.
I'd give you more money. Now you're lying to me and making me feel obligated to give you money. That just pisses me off. Now say to me, I want to get drunk, dude. I got the shakes. I'm like, dude, here. A fucking 20 spot. Stay drunk for a week.
You're a good Samaritan.
I am. I'm a giver. I am a giver. That's my problem.
What are you drinking? What you got there? Gatorade?
This is Powerade. Brought to you by Powerade. Big
Powerade. I see a big clump of ice in there. You had it in the freezer.
Yes.
And then you took it out, let it melt a little bit. Very good.
Yes, sir.
Wise.
That's what I did. That is exactly what I did. I'll tell you what I did try to do today, too, Rufus, is I'm trying to buy a little piece of property up on a small lake near where I live, right?
Yeah.
And it's been listed, you know, in all these magazines they got, you know, the for sale magazines.
Sure.
For $8,900 for almost an acre on a little tiny lake. And then I went down to $6,000, and I'm trying to get in touch with these people, so I call the realty place. And they're like, we don't know what's going on with that property. We can't get in touch with the homeowner.
Huh.
So I've been on, like, this hunt to try to figure out who owns the property because I want to buy it super bad. It's a really nice little piece of property. And I found out today that they're 2 years behind on their taxes. So I maybe could get this for $1,200. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the inefficiency of the government website setup, because they like their whole city township website was like so ass backwards that it gave me an anxiety attack trying to navigate it. It really gave, it was like hasn't been updated in probably 15 years or something.
Wow.
Like maybe information has been updated, but the design of the web. The website has not been up. It's so frustrating.
Small little municipalities have shitty fucking website.
I mean, it's shocking almost. And I'm telling you, it like was so slow and so unintuitive, it literally gave me a fucking anxiety attack.
Another great.
Now you know why I drink at work.
It didn't give you the hiccups?
It was that dry. It went. The content was so dry, it gave me the hiccups. I'll tell you what, dude. If you want, you can eat a spoonful of rice from a Chinese restaurant, and that's all. Like, fill your mouth with it. It doesn't have to be a huge spoonful, but a spoonful of it, and try to swallow it without washing it down with anything. I guarantee you it'll give you the fucking hiccups.
Dude, I've had Chinese food once in the past 15 years because every person I've ever known who's got food poisoning, it was from a Chinese fucking restaurant.
I've gotten food poisoning probably from a Chinese restaurant, but I got really bad food poisoning from an Italian restaurant twice.
Wow, what'd you eat?
One time, you know what? It was this one restaurant here where I grew up that no matter when I fucking ate there, I threw up. And so it didn't matter if I ate pasta or I ate pizza, it would make me fucking throw up. That's the truth. Isn't that weird? So something in their food made me throw up.
They put ipecac in there? What? Why?
Maybe they did. I don't know. Nobody else threw up. Usually then after with that, when I threw up after eating, it's because I was drunk too.
Yeah, that helps. It encourages vomiting.
But I say embrace it, dude. Embrace the beast. Go fucking eat some Chinese food and just live on the edge.
There's a Chinese food place here. Even in this little small town, there's one. And it's been around forever. It's got 2 reviews on the internet. And they're both good.
What do they say?
So much right. They don't say anything. They just click the stars. There's no commentary. So it's like 4.5 stars, 4 stars. But they're still there.
After 25 years, they're doing something right.
Yes.
So does your wife eat Chinese food or not?
No, she's finicky.
Is she a finicky eater? Is your son a finicky eater?
Yes and no. I'm trying to make him not finicky.
Yeah.
But
good luck with that.
Good
How
food.
Do you do that? I'm so weak. My daughter is a finicky eater, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I really don't. I didn't like them. I mean, I was not a finicky eater because there was no choice. And if you would have asked me 5 years ago when my daughter was like 1 year old, I'd be like, there's no way she's going to be a finicky eater. I'm never going to let that fucking happen. No fucking way.
Right.
Been saying that since college. My kid will never be a finicky eater.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got to be a finicky eater. And I mean, what do you do? Just easier to not to embrace the finicky eating. Sadly enough.
That's true. Hey, as long as they're healthy, right? Whatever.
Right. What was your idea to try to break your son of finicky eating? Give us some parenting advice. We'll have a new segment of the show called Rufus's Parenting Advice.
I'll just force feeding him, you know, bacon and burgers, that kind of thing, that he's not otherwise allowed to have sometimes.
Oh, he's not allowed to eat burgers and stuff?
A common phrase that I utter to my child after we have a meal together alone is, don't tell your mother.
All right. All righty then. You guys should start hunting.
Yeah.
That would go over well. A little bot, don't tell your mother.
I'm hoping to get him to a casino buffet soon.
You should. You should, dude. Your wife would have loved it. I mean, it was one of those things where you just, because I worked in food service, I knew everything was out of a can.
You know
what? I can tell you right now, this is how it works if you're a waitress at a fucking casino. You start out getting the money, you start out as a bartender, right? And then you move on to waitress because waitressing, you make a lot more money, obviously. So the better looking chicks are the waitresses, and then they like put you out to pasture at the buffet, where you're like when you turn 40, all you're allowed to do is like clear dishes and fill up water and pop shit. Like the pasture, it's like totally separate from the rest of the casino, but you're allowed to graze and like still work there, you know.
Oh my god,
not making good money, but you're getting by. But so she's telling the lady, there's a lady complaining. I mean, how do you complain about it? Because most people are getting it free, I'm guessing. If I would have had to pay $30 for this fucking buffet, I would have punched someone. You know what I mean? Basically, they're giving. So I guess they figure if you're getting it kind of free anyways, you don't expect it to be great, do you?
That's true. Yeah, the employees are like, fuck, they're not paying for it. I don't give a shit.
But so I get like this little mini like cream puff, right? It was a cream puff. And I bite into it, Rufus, and it's still fucking frozen in the middle of the fucking.
Oh. That's so fucking pathetic.
Here's a story. My favorite Mexican restaurant the other night. Dude, there was something in my food. There was something
what?
In my fucking food.
Something is vague. What?
It was like the, you know, those metal scrubby thing, like a pad, like a scouring pad that you use in a restaurant.
Like an SOS pad.
Yes. But the metal type one, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it's really abrasive. That was in my guacamole.
In your guacamole?
Yes. Yes. So now I'm like, you know, I love this place. Their food has gone downhill consistently, but unfortunately it's still the only good Mexican place where I live. You'll get used to that. I'm not sure you don't have some fat selection of Mexican food where you live, do you?
We have two Mexican food restaurants in this little podunk town, and they're both pretty good.
Are they good? Now imagine if one of them you go to, you get something in your food. Even though you like the food, do you keep going back? That's my dilemma.
I tell you what, this one place we go to, that's my favorite place because of this one dish they have called Pollo Loco, crazy chicken.
That's your fave, obviously.
We, you go to the bathroom there, they have a paper towel dispenser that's always empty, and they just have some napkins on the back of the toilet.
That's right.
The problem is the only other Mexican food restaurant doesn't have Pollo Loco. So I have to go to this place, wash my hands, just shake them, wipe them on my shirt. I'm not going. Napkins on the back of a toilet are covered in fecal matter. You know that, right?
I would have to assume so, considering that, like, everything in the bathroom's covered with fecal matter, including
right.
the ceiling, basically.
And usually you look over and they're already wet. They have, like, wet finger indentions on them because other people have, like, grabbed them
right,
or
yes.
lifted up.
There's nothing more fucking disgusting than that.
Exactly.
That could
so
be
I, know that I don't.
How about
I don't
a nice
chip.
Fucking pube on the top fucking one for you to stare at when you're going to grab them?
That's right. But I don't eat anything with my hand. I don't eat. They give you chips and salsa for free, of course. I won't eat them because I can't wash my hands unless I rub them in fecal matter. So knife and fork is all I got, but the Pollo Loco is good, so I keep going back.
You need to get yourself a small thing of sanitary wipes.
Well, I don't understand why. Good point. But I don't understand why they have the paper towel dispenser. A, I don't get why they can't just put fucking towels in it or at least put the napkins on top of that, which is by the door and a good 10 feet from the toilet. But they put them on the back of the toilet.
So they can grab one when they're cleaning the toilet, of course.
Right. And that also makes me think, and I try not to think about it, like, if they're that sloppy with the bathrooms that I use.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the kitchen, you know, who fucking
even
knows
worse.
What's going on behind the kitchen?
20
like,
times worse.
Nobody's gonna see this shit. I'm just going to have to go ahead and take a dump on the grill.
Well, think about it, dude. Are they probably, is there toilet paper, or are they expecting people to use those napkins to wipe their ass with? Can you imagine a guy with his fucking turd hand reaching on those napkins fucking to get out of there? And some guy's washing his hands and wiping it down with the turd napkin?
Dude, I guarantee they do have toilet paper, but you're right. I bet there's been an instance where they were out of toilet paper and some guy was taking a messy Mexican food shit and he had
right?
to reach behind and grab those napkins and wipe his ass. Oh, man, you just added a whole another level to it. Damn. I'm going to learn how
probably
to
make
Pollo
Loco. You know what is so disgusting? When you go to a place and you see the fucking Mexican guys have been wiping their ass and throwing it in the corner or in the garbage. You ever see that?
Oh, that was all over the place in Nicaragua. That's why.
Right?
That's where that comes from. Is because the plumbing there is like plumbing from
right.
the 18th century. So you can't
right.
do that, so they get in the habit of it. And I went to one place, not Nicaragua, but back – no, it wasn't Nicaragua. Where they had modern plumbing. They had a big sign, flush your toilet paper, don't put it in the
right.
trash can. And, of course, it was still full of stained toilet paper.
First place I ever saw that was when I worked at the backyard in Texas, that barbecue place
really?
At the backyard in Austin. And guys, the Mexican guys that worked there would fucking – do their ass like that, you know what I mean? Throw it in the corner. And as the one American guy that was worked on the line with the Mexican guys, I was like considered their boss and was expected to tell them not to do that. And I never
sure.
even bothered to tell them. I'm like, do whatever you fucking do. I don't fucking care. I'm not
well,
your boss. I don't want to be your boss. I don't. You know what I mean? When you're not getting a pay raise to do something. And you know what? By pay raise, I mean significant.
No.
I saw one of these, it was that boss show, Undercover Boss, where they're like telling so-and-so, hey, you know what? We're going to give you a job. This is at the end of the show, of course. You know, we want to see
right.
you, but and we're going to give you a 3% raise in salary.
3%?
3%? Rufus, on what? Yeah, on what? 30 grand? $28,000? How would that come out to? About fucking $500? I mean, really? He's making $100,000, and they said 3%. That's $3,000.
Yay!
Right. I mean, thanks for the leg up. 3% increase for all this fucking much more work. You know, at some point, it's diminishing returns. You just have to say, fuck, you know, my time is worth $3,000. I don't want all your fucking... I mean, 3% to manage people is bullshit.
Well, it's like becoming an assistant manager at Delaware Subs and then getting a 10-cent per check raise, or 10 cent per hour.
10 cents?
Right.
A dime? A whole dime?
A whole dime? A shiny one. Thanks.
I could buy a refill.
Oh, my God. I could buy a half a bun so I can eat a sandwich here.
That's right.
Right? Do we have to pay a dime for the fucking bun? That's just to keep track of the buns. Okay, we'll make it a penny then.
Yeah, no shit. Or just a mark on a piece of paper.
Wow, coincidence when I see the food order comes in and the sub rolls are 20 cents each. What a shocker, we're paying a dime.
Yeah, no shit.
Surprised they weren't 25 cents.
That's pretty true. That's honest. Yes.
I mean, you
right,
had to eat there.
It's late.
All right. Sorry.
Like a racehorse.
All right. We'll catch you on next week's show. Keep an eye out for that package.
I'll keep you informed
on the tracking. All right, dude.
Check the website. If it says signed for by Sergeant Russell in Elkhart, then I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. That's not funny, dude. Not funny.
It is to me.
See you Tuesday.
Yeah, hopefully.
Shut up.